Step into the wealth elevator and join our 12,000 plus member community who have passively invested over $200 million to acquire over $2.1 billion in commercial real estate. Sign up by going to thewealthelevator.com/club, and here we go.
This is a story about a dude named Lane. He moved to the mainland and bought one place to stay. And then one day he went and tried to rent them out. And then he became one real investor man.
Hey, Simple Passive Cashflow listeners. As you guys know, I am a recovering cheapo. I call this CAFE style, which stands for cheap ass, free and easy, C-A-F-E. You guys can read all about my cheapo adventures at simplepassivecashflow.com/cheapo. If you got any good ideas, let me know there. But today's podcast, I have Marlon Anderson, who wrote the book, How to Live Life Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short. And we're going to be going over seven pretty cool ideas just to get the wheels turning on. These are going to be more towards staying at home since the pandemic. Everyone's not going out to large gatherings still. What I realize is a lot of our audience out there, you guys are pretty affluent, make a lot of pretty good money, but you guys are still, let's just call it, you guys like to go after value. When we have our Hawaii Mastermind retreat the other year, I don't think anybody stayed at the Hilton or the Sheraton, the five-star resorts. Everybody stayed in little boutiques or with relatives. So I think today's content will be right up the alley for most of the listeners. But yeah, thanks for jumping on. And let me put up your book so everybody can go get it at Amazon.com. We'll put it up at the end. But yeah, let's first thing first, seven free things to enrich your life when you're staying at home. The first one here is unclaimed property. If you can tell us a little bit about that.
There is so much money just sitting and waiting for people to claim it. And it's like money that people never knew that they had. And there's billions of dollars just sitting. And if people go to missingmoney.com and just fill in their name and state in which they live, their name may pop up and tell them they have money. The other thing, it doesn't have, most of the states are there, but some are not. So if not, you can go to the state website for wherever you live and put in unclaimed property. And you should do it not just for yourself, but for your parents, for your siblings. And you may find that you have a lot of money. I told a friend of mine to do this, and he fought me all the way. He said, oh, no, this can't be real. It must be a scam. And Texas said he had some money. So he filled out the forms, and he got a letter from them in a couple of months saying, we're sending you a check. And he still thought it wasn't real. He ended up getting a check for $12,000. Now, some people may get $10, they may get $100, they may get $100,000. But the point is that people have money they don't know they have. So that's an assignment I give everyone that I talk to, is to go to missingmoney.com or the state or any state in which you've lived. A lot of people these days move around. So if you've moved from one state to another, do it for every single state you've lived in. Put in your city and your name, and also do it for your parents, do it for your siblings. And I bet you'll find some money there. 9 out of 10 of your listeners will probably find some money.
I know I did this at one time for the state website, and I did find a little cash there. So yeah, and just in the time you're talking, I checked my stuff and I didn't have anything, but likely because I cleared my name out a little while ago. But yeah, next one, going to Harvard or Yale for free. How do we do that?
Especially a lot of these things, some things were available even before, but a lot of people didn't know about it. But there are actually about 5,000 different courses from Harvard, from Yale, from Princeton, from universities all over the country where you can take classes for free. And it could be from anything from computers to religion to science to technology. And there's three places that I will tell you about now. One is edx.org. And one is Coursera.org, and one is ClassCentral.com. And as I said, they have classes in everything, and they're free. Or if you want a certification, you could pay a small fee. But it's an opportunity either to just enrich your life, something you enjoy, or advance your career, or even change your career. So those are a couple of places I recommend for that.
Yeah, and now there's a lot of paid ones, right? Like Masterclass or Teachable.
Yeah, but people should also take advantage of these free courses too.
Yeah. And if you guys haven't checked out, we have a lot of e-courses at simplepassivecashflow.com/e-course, the trade line course, the new syndication LP course, and the remote investor course are all on there.
If anybody or their kids wants to take courses in screenwriting, I teach those as well because I'm a TV and film writer. So I teach classes in screenwriting all over the world. Actually, I'm teaching a class next week in South Africa.
Going to a Broadway show for free. I know we had a past episode where my buddy Matt, he would invest in like Moulin Rouge and Hamilton, but now it's like one of the biggest.
Hamilton is definitely the biggest.
He invested in that and made a killing, but now the stuff isn't going too well.
Everything in show business has been pretty much put on hold. And the thing is, I talk about in my book, actually, how when theaters are going full force and you could pay $200 a ticket, or in the case of Hamilton, what you said, $800 to $2,000 a ticket. And I would tell people how to get tickets for $25, or in the case of Hamilton, $10. But now that there's a pandemic, actually people can see all these Broadway shows for free. And that is, first of all, if you go to YouTube and just put in Broadway shows, there's about 100 different Broadway shows, from Rent to Moulin Rouge, which you mentioned, to Aladdin, to Frozen the musical if they have kids, or Matilda, Legally Blonde. I actually watched it the other day, and not only is it the full Broadway production, but they give you the lyrics so you can sing along with it, and families love to do this. So the one thing is, as I said, YouTube, they have all these great Broadway shows, and if you're watching musicals, you can't feel bad. The other place, you can go to Broadway HD, and they have the newer shows. And of course, now, if you want to see Hamilton, you can see it with your whole family just for the signing up for Disney Plus for 1 month, which costs $8.99 instead of paying $200 to $800 to see it. And it's, you have a front row seat because everything is right there in front of you on your TV screen. And it is the play. It's not redone as a movie. It's actually the play Hamilton. So I definitely recommend that.
If you've been following my journey, I've been selling my initial real property and transitioning into syndication deals lately for a more purely passive investment strategy. One critical part of my portfolio is the American Home Preservation Fund, or what folks in the HUI call AHP for short. George Newberry, once apartment owner, operator, and mentor to me, is now sponsoring the podcast. His private fund, which by the way also accepts non-accredited investors, cuts the middlemen out and allows you to invest directly with him to fight the mortgage crisis in America. Join him by purchasing distressed mortgages while getting a double-digit annual return paid monthly. Find something else better out there? Well, let me know. Feel good knowing that you are helping families stay in their home after buying their underwater note at a huge discount. Invest as little as $100 by going to ahpservicing.com/investors. And if you want the free Burn Zone book, please send me an email at lane@simplepassivecashflow.com.
I like to buy stuff.
Well, that's a liability.
So once things open up again, how do you get $25 seats at one of these live?
When things open up again, there's all kinds of ways to get discounted tickets. Of course, one way is if you're in New York to go to the tickets booth. But a lot of the shows now, the Broadway shows, have what they call lottery tickets. And for instance, Hamilton has lottery tickets for $10. And if you're lucky enough, it used to be that you had to go to the theater 2 hours before and they would pick numbers out of a hat. But then they were getting too many people blocking the streets for Hamilton. So instead, they started doing digital lotteries. So for shows like Hamilton and practically every other Broadway show, and this is not just in New York, but when shows travel to your city, if it had a lottery on New York, there will be a lottery in your city. And if you're lucky enough to win the digital lottery, you can see Hamilton for $10 and sit in the front row. So that's one way is lotteries. Then there's rush seats. Then there's a thing called pay what you can. A lot of theaters will have a night during the week where they have a pay what you can. And you can pay, if tickets are normally $60, you can pay $10, you can pay $5, you can pay $1. And it's a pay what you can night. So I have all of those different kinds of things listed. Also, of course, sometimes people like to usher. If you have kids, for instance, and they're in college or something, not only usher and get them into all the shows for free, but they'll get to meet the people who are in the shows and who are doing them. And if you're interested in a showbiz career, that's another way. By the way, you mentioned that the guy who invested in Hamilton made a lot of money. If you remember the movie Blair Witch Project, if you had invested $1,000 in Blair Witch Project, you would have made back $7 million. Of course, that's not the norm, but that is an example of how people made it with a horror movie. Horror movies and thrillers are very big for that.
Yeah, a lot of very high risk, like just like startups. It's a very small chance of it blowing up, but when it does, it goes crazy. But I like the idea of magazines. You can get a lot of free magazines because that's how magazines make revenue. So they send out a lot of free magazines to people so they can go to their advertisers and say, look at all the subscribers we have, even though they're fake subscribers. Like buying an apartment and saying it's 95% occupied, yet half of the people are paying rent. Like it's just, you got to make sure who's actually paying, of course. But yeah, good stuff to think about. That's like how Vegas is, right? When you're walking around the strip, they have all this like wholesalers and outlets. Is that kind of what they're doing? Or you got to go direct to the
Vegas, you have all kinds of touristy things going on and whatever. But Vegas, so actually, if you're going to Vegas and you want to see a show for discount, they've got all kinds of discounts available for Vegas shows too. And I do mention that in How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short. So never pay full price for Vegas shows. Obviously, if you're a high roller, if you do well at the casino, they'll give you free passes. But there's ticket booths all around Las Vegas to get you into shows for discounts, or go online before you go there. And there's all kinds of discounted tickets for Vegas. Another thing, if people like Vegas, there are games now on your phone that not only do you get the games for free, but you can win money. And I just put it on my phone, which is listening to music, you can make money. And they say you can make $600 a year just keeping your phone on this app. And I keep it low because I don't listen to the music the whole time. But listening to music, you can make money. And there's all kinds of games. But what they do is when you're watching the games, they give you surveys or they give you other things to join if you want. But people are winning money on them. But again, it's a question of, do you want the stuff on your phone and or are you lucky?
And a lot of this stuff, it takes a little time. But for me personally, I enjoy getting a good deal, even though it takes a little time. But
another
yeah.
thing is, if you like to buy things online, which I am buying a lot of things online now, they have these places like Rakuten or Capital One Shopping or Piggy. And all you do is you put it on like your Chrome where you buy things. And I get a check every single month from Rakuten from things I've already bought. I get rebates. So I'll get a $20, $30, $40 check every month. And it's from stuff that I just normally wanted to buy.
Yeah, I'm goofy where I'll go to Nordstrom and then buy expensive like lunch because they got pretty good food there and a drink. And I'll go in there, walk around, see what I want to buy, look it up on the internet or go to Facebook Marketplace and buy it there. But I'll waste my money on like something
frivolous.
Yeah,
you don't have to buy it there because Nordstrom actually matches price. So if you find it somewhere else, but you saw it at Nordstrom, if you ask them, they'll match the price for you.
Well, they're not going to match Facebook Marketplace for half of what I've
They match for. Amazon. And they also, the same thing with Best Buy and Staples. Whenever I go to Best Buy and Staples, which is a lot because I buy all my supplies there, I will never just go to the checkout and pay the price. I'll always price match. And even if they say something is on sale, it doesn't mean that it's not cheaper somewhere else. So whether I'm buying a $30 toner or a $3,000 computer, I will price match it while I'm there. Or you can ask the clerk to price match it. And almost 90% of the time, you can find it somewhere else cheaper and they will give you that price.
Yeah, certain items for sure. Other things you got to be careful of. Probably maybe better to buy new, but I don't know. I just like the socket to Nordstrom. I don't like those kind of companies. I think it's a waste of money.
I had a $1,000 jacket that I saw at Nordstrom and I loved it so much, but it was way too expensive. So two of my rules are, the first one is make an ask of yourself. My first rule, ask. So I asked the sales girl, is this going to go on sale? And she said, probably. I said, can you call me when it goes on sale? And the other one is make a friend. So I made friends with her, and she would call me every couple of weeks and say, oh, your jacket's on sale. Your jacket's on sale. And so I would say, oh, 500 is still too much and 300 is still too much. So she called me when it went down to 200, and I went in there and I was trying it on, and I said, could you do any better? She went in the back. She said, I'm giving you the family and friends price, $149. And it was a $1,000 jacket at Nordstrom's. So she used to call me every time there were like good sales, and I would go in and go in. And then about a couple months later, I went and she was no longer working there. And I wondered, did she get fired because she has good prices?
So next one here, take a virtual tour of foreign countries.
Yes, of course, because of the pandemic, a lot of us are not able to travel now. And if you like to travel, there's all kinds of places that you can go actually from the comfort of your own living room. And you can take virtual tours all around the world. You can see the seven wonders of the world. You can see museums. There's all different rooms in the Louvre you can visit virtually. Vatican City, other museums in Mexico City, in New Zealand, in Australia. What I like to suggest, because we are all stuck at home, is if you want to go to a particular place, and it could be a place you're going to go to later, or maybe a place you'd never, ever get to, make a plan. Maybe if you take Italy, let's go to Italy for the day. Not only do a virtual tour, but make food from Italy and make it a whole day for the family where you have lasagna for lunch and maybe an Italian style fish for dinner, and go to all the cities and the museums and make it a day. And you can learn a lot. The thing is, there are also lots of docent tours, so you learn a lot. And also, you don't have to take the plane, you don't have to schlep all that time or spend the money, and you can see all these wonderful places around the world that you might not even be able to get to once things open up again.
Yeah, something along those lines is, if you go to wine.com and you search for this, but they have virtual wine tastings at home. It's cool. You got to buy their pack. You just watch the video. There's a Camus one where you get the bonanza, the conundrum, and then the moneymaker right there. It's fun if you're into that. You don't need to leave your house. Splurge a little bit on good wine and not leave your house, not to spend 50 cents on every dollar you drive or travel costs. So that's another idea there.
My thing is, it's not just about saving money, but it's about enjoying your life. And just because we are in this situation, we still need to take time in those moments to enjoy. And that's what I believe. And that's what How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short does. It tells you not only how to save money, but also how to enjoy every moment of your life to the fullest.
Exactly. Going into your closet, coming out with some cash. Now, this is good for people stuck at home, right?
Yeah. Or even if you're not stuck at home, it's good because like a lot of us have things that we haven't worn in years. If we're talking about clothes, and I'll start with clothes, I had like jewelry that people had given me like when I was 12 years old, and it was literally sitting in my closet for decades. So I took it out, and there's a place called therealreal.com, and it's a high level consignment shop. If you put something at a consignment shop or a jewelry shop in your neighborhood, you have to depend on people in the neighborhood to buy it. But on therealreal.com, they publicize it to everyone around the world. So if you have fine jewelry or you have designer clothes, The Real, and they will either come to your place to get it, or you can do it all through the mail. Other places for things that might not be quite as upscale would be Poshmark or Etsy. You can sell things. And even Facebook has a lot of marketplace groups where you can buy and sell things. Also, if you have household items that you don't need, you can go to OfferUp or nextdoor.com and sell them. I go to the Emmy gifting suites every year, and I always get these fabulous gifts, a lot of which I don't use. So I had this beautiful gift box of 5 different types of honey, and yesterday I sold it to somebody on nextdoor.com. I just put it up there, and no, I'm not going to use it. I actually got 3 different packages, so I give some of them as gifts and some of them myself. So if you have good furniture and you want to swap it out, there's a place called cherish.com. But there's all kinds of ways for you to not only make money, but also to buy things if you're looking to get things for less. And the other thing, there's a group called Buy Nothing. And Buy Nothing is in your local area. And there's people who are just giving things away. And sometimes it's like brand new things that they're giving away, and you don't have to trade. You don't have to do anything. You gift things that you have, or you can take things that other people are gifting. I got a brand new shirt for my boyfriend. It still had the price tag of $150 on it. Somebody was just giving it away. There's also a lot of furniture that people give away. I see during the pandemic, a lot of people are giving like big desks because they don't have their offices anymore, or they're giving dressers or all kinds of furniture or lamps. And I have a girlfriend, actually, you can of course paint the furniture or put fabric. I have a girlfriend who actually painted her sofa. I never knew you could paint, and one way of course to learn how to do all this stuff is to go to YouTube. They have all these do-it-yourself videos of how to do all kinds of things. Get some furniture and make it look brand new and make it look special, because you can do it so that you have this only one piece that you've created.
Yeah, here in Hawaii, we have like bulky pickup days. It's when everybody puts their crap out on the street. Right. I'm excited when I get my new Cybertruck. I can go drive around in the middle of the day and pick up some cool stuff. But yeah, maybe that's too much information. But hey, just wipe it down. Make sure it's virus free.
Yeah, and then redo it. I had an old chest of drawers, and my roommate at the time, she was very creative, and she took this fabric of different colors, and we put the fabric on the chest, and it was so beautiful. People wanted to buy it from us for tons of money because it was so incredibly special. So there's all kinds of things you can do.
And I like those other more consignment websites. That way it's a little bit more secure. I do have a story, but we sell a lot of stuff on Facebook Marketplace. And I don't know what I was selling, but it was like a Bose speaker, one of those like $100 or $200 ones. And I just never used it. I bought it because I had a gift card. And then somebody was like trolling me or something. They're like, oh, how'd you get it? And it's like, I don't need it. And somebody was like, oh, what are you selling it for? And what the heck do you think I'm selling this thing for? And then there was this big troll thread of other people. And I'm like, man, like just people have too much time wasting on social media, right?
Yeah, you can't worry about the trolls. I have books out, I have movies out, and there's always trolls. There's always people even who are jealous who are going to knock you down. But I have also sold a lot of things on eBay. I'm not like a regular eBay seller, but if I've gotten things again from Emmy Gifting Suites that I don't want and they're worth a lot of money, so I'll put them on eBay. And I'm embarrassed to say I got something from Buy Nothing, a beautiful pair of Marc Jacobs shoes, and they were too big for me. So I put them back on Buy Nothing because I was going to gift them, but nobody wanted them. Well, I put them up on eBay, and the next day they were bought for money.
Yeah. So that's how I started with this entrepreneur stuff. I would buy and sell a lot of things on eBay. I would sell my video games. And I don't know, maybe if you guys got kids out there, make a deal with them. If they sell it, do all the work, take all the fees, take it to the post office, give them like half of the cut.
Huh? Oh yeah, there are people who do that. I used to have a girl who just sold stuff on eBay, and I would take her all my stuff because that was much easier and I didn't have to spend the time doing it. Then there are shops that do it too, but they tend to take bigger commissions. But yeah, if you can find a friend or someone that does it, that's the easiest way.
Yeah, my wife likes to do this. She likes to waste her time doing this stuff. She'll sell stuff for her friends. And I think the deal that she has is she takes a 10% cut. But she said it's wasting so much time on.
Yeah, 10%. I'll send my stuff to her.
I know. Yeah, it drives me crazy. It drives me absolutely crazy. But cool. Like last one here, get furniture or household items for free. I think we talked about this. But any other sites to go to try?
Oh, yeah. I could tell you for medical procedures or for prescriptions, I've found a place sometimes that has lower prices than in copay. And if you go to goodrx.com, that's a good place for checking how much prescriptions would cost at different pharmacies in your neighborhood. And sometimes it's even lower than the cost with your copays. The other thing is, like, I went to a periodontist. My dentist had been telling me for years I needed to have a periodontist appointment. And he wanted to do gum flap surgery, which would mean cutting my gums and then grafting from the top of my mouth. And he said, oh, it'll only cost $10,000. And I said, $10,000 and cutting my gum? He said, when should I make an appointment? So I said, give me some time. And I went home and I thought, what would the author of this book do? And so I went online and I looked for alternative procedures to gum flap surgery. And I found that there was an alternative called Lanap. And there was no cutting, no pain, no recovery. And it was about half the cost of the other. But I went further. I found the place that was about 30 miles away from LA where I live. And they, it was called Millennium Dental. And they actually trained dentists and periodontists all over the country to switch to this procedure. So it wasn't students, but it was actual dentists and periodontists who'd been in practice for 10 or 20 years. And this company, they were looking for volunteers. So I went there and I got the Lanap. I had no pain, no cutting, no grafting, and no $10,000. I got it free. And I got a girlfriend of mine in for free. Plus, we got our cleanings free for the next year. So sometimes if somebody gives you a high price, even if it's a medical or dental procedure, what you might want to do, you can actually negotiate with some doctors and say, well, I don't want to pay that. Do you have anything cheaper? Or sometimes you can offer to, if they're putting a video on their website, you can make a deal. I'll let you video me for whatever. But look for alternatives because, for instance, rhinoplasty is another one. Nose job can cost like from $15,000 to $20,000. But you can get a 15-minute nose job that has no pain, no recovery, and no surgery. You come out looking better and it's like $1,000 instead of $20,000. So there's different ways you can find, whether it's an elective procedure or something like at my periodontist where they said you must get this and they don't tell you about the other thing because they personally don't do it.
And take the difference and go blow it on something else.
Vegas, right? Yeah.
Another thing I was thinking of, I had a rock stuck in my tire for the longest time. So I took it to Mercedes. And they said I needed a new like wheel or something or new tire. And they're going to charge me like several hundred bucks. And I was like, are you kidding me? So I just went to Les Schwab down in the shady part of town. And they fixed it for, I called them and they're like, oh, it's going to be like $29.99. But of course, when I get down there, they see it's a freaking Mercedes and they charge me like 60 bucks. But hey, a lot cheaper than buying a brand new tire. That's just ridiculous. But of course, everything we're saying here is a little... You don't be a bonehead on some of these things, like meeting random people on Facebook Marketplace. Be safe about it.
Absolutely. You know. Another thing that when things open back up again, another thing I talk about in my book, one of my favorite tips used to be how you can get a vacation at a 4-star resort in Spain for 6 nights for free. And people would say, but how can you do that? And there's actually a place called Vaughan Town that if you're a native English speaking person, they have 4 different resorts outside of Madrid and they will host you for 6 nights with all accommodations, all meals, activities. And why they want you there is they have Spanish business people who want to practice their conversational English. And so the resort hosts people, whether it's from England or the United States or South Africa or Australia, but any English speaking people. And all you have to do is enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner and activities and talk. And people say, like I say, I don't speak Spanish. And the thing is, you're not allowed to speak Spanish. You can only speak English. And I have a couple of friends who went and they said it was the best vacation they've ever had in their lives. And some people loved it so much, they would go back 15 times. So that's another thing when things open up that I highly recommend.
Yes, that one actually sounds pretty fun. I do have an experience of my own going to the Groupon China tour, which I thought was a complete waste of time and I'll never do again. But yeah, on Groupon, which also, by the way, also does, they fill seats at concerts. I've done that a bunch of times. But so Groupon has these like international tours. And I don't know if different countries are like this, but I know China is like this. You go on there and they even pay your airfare and it's like a couple $1,000s, but it's like a 5 or 10 day trip. It's all meals. It's 5-star hotels, but there's always the catch. And the catch is that you're pretty much captive to these like tour buses and then take you to a couple of these boring factory tours where you're forced to buy stuff. Well, you're not forced to, but it's just a time suck. They take you to the glass blowing museum. They take you to the needlework museum. They take you to this clay museum to like buy souvenirs and you're captive. So it was funny. There was like 20 people on the tour and there's always 4 people or 20% of the group there. They realize what's happening and they're like, screw this. We're out of here. Just text us the hotel. We'll figure it out. But yeah, beware of the Groupon China tour.
I use Groupon a lot for restaurants and also for my hair and stuff. But I still use it now when all the restaurants in LA are closed, even for outdoor dining. They were open for a while, but I'll get Groupons and use them for takeout now. But Groupons, I tell people, don't even buy the Groupons regularly. Wait till, because they always have sales for 20% off or 10% discount. So I wait till the sales and then I get discounts on my discounts. And there's also restaurants.com that's in every city practically, well, in the States. I don't know whether it's across the world, but there's 18,000 restaurants where you can get restaurants.com coupons. And so I use those too, but great restaurants.
I've used that before. Like you said, you got to wait until the Groupon or the restaurant.com goes on sale, which happens most of the time. There's always like a, right. I don't know what it is, 35 or 50%. That's the magic number. But
yeah, I wait for the restaurant coupons. Usually they're like $10 for a $25 certificate. And they often go down to $5 or $4. But I'll wait till they go down to $2 or $1 for a $25 certificate. And then I'll flip on them at the restaurants that I like. So I'm getting a $25 certificate for a dollar. And then when you go, you have to spend 50. So you're getting a $50 meal for say $25, $26. So then it's worth it.
So I'll one up you right there. You also run it through like MrRebates.com or the Rakucon, and they will usually give you a 20% cash back on those coupons. So I've gotten it down to $1.40 for a $25 gift card.
They pay you to go?
Yeah, I don't do this anymore because I think it started to be a little waste of time. And not all the restaurants are that great. That's why they're on the damn thing in the first place. But yeah, like I would buy them like in 10 packs. You can buy them in 5 or 10 packs.
Here's another thing too. There's a couple of services. One is Perfectly Frank. Another one is trying to remember the name of it. But they'll actually pay you to go out to dinner or a restaurant club. And what it is, you're sort of a mystery shopper. And I don't do the mystery shopping thing where you have to go to a gas station or you have to go to Target. But on the food ones, if you sign up for upscale restaurants, I have a girlfriend who's been doing this for 7 years, and they'll pay her to go to dinner at the Peninsula Hotel. So they'll pay for her dinner. And then she comes home and she fills out a questionnaire, and then they'll pay her like $60 or $200. Plus she's gotten to go to dinner with a friend at a big hotel or a fancy, you know, night spot. So those are fun too when things open up again.
I got a question on that restaurant.com thing. Like my big beef with that is you actually had to go sit down and dine in, which now you're cutting into my TIME. Now with the whole pandemic, they allow you to take out now?
Yes.
Oh, I'm on this. Yeah.
I guess it depends where you live. In LA, everything is closed for any kind of indoor or even outdoor dining. And they want you to take out because the restaurants are failing now. So yeah, I'm using them for takeout.
Yeah. And it helps them get their churn, get people in and out buying stuff. And
yeah, I use them all the time. The other thing I do is I go to happy hours because places like Ruth Chris, a lot of expensive restaurants in your neighborhood, if you go there for dinner, you have two people, it'll cost you $100. But if you go for happy hour, you still get the ambiance and the food. And some of them have really nice appetizers, or like Ruth Chris has steak sandwiches, burgers and fries, lobster tacos, the things that are semi-substantial. And you can get out of there for $25 instead of $100 a person.
Cool. Yeah. Why don't you drop your URL so people can find you, and also make sure folks to check out Marlon's book on Amazon.
How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short, likeamillionaire.com.
Well, appreciate you for coming on the podcast. And like, again, everybody be safe with this stuff. Don't be a bonehead, but yeah, hopefully you save some money and take the money and put it right back into the economy somewhere else and have some fun. We'll see you guys next time.
This website offers very general information concerning real estate for investment purposes. Every investor situation is unique. Always seek the services of licensed third-party appraisers and inspectors to verify the value and condition of any property you intend to purchase. Use the services of professional title and escrow companies and licensed tax, investment, and/or legal advisor before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, as in every investment there is risk. The content found here is just my opinion, and things change, and I reserve the right to change my mind. Above all else, do your own analysis and think for yourself, because in the end, you are the only person who is going to look out for your best interests.
The proceeding is not tax, legal, or investment advice, nor an offer to sell securities or investment products. Always make informed decisions with professional guidance. Get educated and surround yourself with a community at thewealthelevator.com/club.